Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the Derby Shared Service Committee to order. Will everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, the United States, to the Republic,
and one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
You take roll?
Yeah.
Mr. Garofalo?
Okay, we'll have the roll call. Mark Garofalo's here. Colleen Ezzo.
Here.
James Gilday.
Here.
Robert Heider.
Here.
George Kurtica.
Present.
Kenneth Marcuccio. James Silkoff.
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect there are seven members present.
Thank you, sir. Public portion. Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? And from the public wishes to speak, seeing no one from the public wishing to speak, we'll close public budget portion. We'll move into item number five on the agenda, discussion of shared services between the City of Derby and the Board of Education. I'll just give a quick lead in for certain and then open it up. I know that during the campaign, Mayor DiMartino stressed his belief in the desire to become a more efficient city, recognizing that the cost of business for both the city and the Board of Education is awful hard to sustain over the long haul. He had wanted to certainly make it a priority of his second term to see where we can work together and save money and become a more efficient city. So kind of that as a backdrop is what brings us here today. I know that there's really two areas that jump out at us: the finance director, school business manager, and the human resources. Just as a roadmap, but certainly open to anyone's suggestions. The thought would be to start there, and then there's an item six for additional shared services. But I thought this evening we may want to poll the group to see if that's the game plan we want to move forward with. And if so, if you'd want to start by trying to find out what information or documents you might want to start to have rigorous discussions. So I'll put that out there today. And the only other thing I would want to say is, as we do our work, I mean, I think we all, we're all very comfortable with the mayor and the chief of staff and our ability to work with them. But I think we have to be mindful of the fact that this mayor and this chief of staff will not be here someday. And the work we do today has to, A, pass the Board of Aldermen, pass the Board of Education, and B, it has to withstand changes in administrations. I think many of us who sit here at this table think that doing something like this with the previous administration and the previous chief of staff would have been complicated and would have not been advantageous. So I just ask that we keep that in the back of our mind as we move forward as well. So with that, you know, there's two items here. I'll open it up for discussion on how you wish to proceed. If there's information you want to have so that we can meet back here in a few weeks with the relevant information that you'd like.
All right. I believe that this is a great idea going through this there, you know, to try to lessen the burden on our taxpayers. So with the finance director and school business manager, I'd like to see the job descriptions for each one so we can see if we're in line with, you know, we're going to hire one person or what we're going to do with that position. So if we could combine it with the city and the school board, if it's a good fit, that definitely would be the first thing with the job description. Same thing with human resources. We need a job description of what the Board of Education has in the city, so we can compare the duties and the responsibilities of each. And I believe, you know, just right off the top of my head, I think, you know, it might be the same, you know, HR, benefits or whatever. So I think we could look at this to save money. And I do believe that we might have room here at City Hall somewhere that we could put some of the employees, so that would be another savings if we could look at that. You know, I think the city does own 35 Fifth Street, where the superintendent's office is now. I know there's several employees upstairs, so we'd have to look to see if we could fit them all down here at City Hall. Would be another, that probably should be six, but I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
So I just want to clarify the last one. So I get the job descriptions for the finance director, you know, business manager, HR. It sounds like you're also asking for available or potential office spaces.
Yes.
Got it.
See if we could, say maybe we could rent out 35 Fifth Street. I don't know, but it's just something to look at, since this committee is going to look at a lot of options. So, I mean, I really should have brought it up at number six, but sorry about that. But
I misunderstood. I thought you meant office spaces where folks would sit.
No, if we have room here.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, Mr. Garofalo.
To piggyback on what Alderman Kurtica said, I think that perhaps would make sense to, when we talk about finance director, maybe to kind of take the broader view to say, you know, the finance operations. So to me, I would think it would be helpful to ultimately bring to, you know, the three boards to have like a comparative analysis to say, what are the job descriptions say for each, you know, what is the staffing right now? What could it be? What are they doing now? Because is it like a duplication? Are there duplications? And what, you know, what is actually needed to do that? And, you know, I think it's helpful to indicate, are we, you know, saving money? Is that an option? You know, is that possible? Or are we just being more efficient and to be able to reallocate the money? And then whether it's the whole office or not, you know, where would they be located to? I think, you know, even if it was just the financial part, because it would seem to me that we would, you know, to try to have it be in two spots, and I guess it would be the same with HR, but to have it in two spots probably is not practical either way. And also, so I think seeing those like side by side, the job descriptions and like the comparative analysis, and also an acknowledgement that we really need to get on one software system, financial system, for both, because that is inefficient in terms of time wise. That's
yes, sir. So we'll add to the list, and again, a deep review, just not the business, I don't, not the preparation, but not the business manager and the finance director, but we'll look deeper into both departments as a whole. So you'd want staffing counts for both sides.
Right? Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
And the job duties and responsibilities each.
Do we know the contract expirations of the business manager at the school, as well as the finance director at City Hall?
Both positions are empty.
Well, fortunately, the business manager and the board of ed is empty. I can't speak to the finance director.
We just signed them. Yeah. All right. So, so the board of ed is.
And our HR right position is.
The business manager just took another position, so it's open right now. We have a temp in there right now.
Okay.
And the human resources, we have a temp, right, Doc?
May I ask through you, Mr. Chair, to. Or somebody, so the HR at the Board of Ed, is that just a single person?
Yes,
or,
sir.
So that's similar to what we have here?
Yes.
So, okay. So, I mean, that's a little different than
yeah,
the finances.
It's not big of a deep. I agree. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, did you want to say something, sir?
Just wanted to let you guys know that we, Doc and I, did both HR job descriptions together, sent them to Rich Petrillo, the Corporate Counsel. He came up with one. We both agreed that it was fine. So we do have that we can give to you guys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, so we're putting together.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, just so not all of you were there, but the Board of Ed and the mayor and a member of the Board of Aldermen did meet already on this a couple of times. With Brian, because there were items in the, especially in the business manager's job description that would have to be looked at, because, you know, Brian would normally not be doing those jobs. So, I mean, I think we pretty much agreed on much of it. So a lot of that has to be brought to this committee, right, Mr. Mayor?
I mean, not to correct you, but I don't think the Board of Ed has had a discussion on this topic.
No, the Board of Members were there with the mayor.
I don't think the Board of Ed had a discussion on this.
We did a little bit, not much, but we did.
Not anywhere near approving it, talking about salary, talking about who they appoint
We
to,
did.
who they, yeah. So I mean, so a meeting you may or may not have had in a room probably doesn't count too much.
No, well, the mayor asked us to come down. And
I get it, but I just don't know the relevance of that here right now.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, also, yes. To reiterate your point, I think that the spirit of the cooperation is important. And but again, to reiterate the point, I think that whatever is drawn up, that we need to make sure that we institutionalize it and that all the details are written down so that there's clear boundaries for everybody, because it's a joint thing between the Board of Ed and the city. So there need to be protections. You know, I think what you were saying before, but I think they really need to be memorialized so that it's clear, that it is joint and that it is, you know, in the spirit of cooperation, because otherwise it can't, without going backwards, I think that, you know, in going forward, it has to be, there has to be, like the particularly finance needs to be able to do their job to provide accurate data to the tax board and to the board of it, to all the boards, you know, the decision makers. So that really is important that we spend the time to make sure that is memorialized so that it's clear and there's buy-in from everybody.
And again, I was certainly not trying, but, and I think that's, I mean, you're nicer, said it a nicer way, but I mean, that's the point I'm really trying to make here, is that this has to be deep. It has to be thorough. It has to talk about reporting structures, increases. How do you terminate? How do you discipline? I mean, there's robust discussions to have to get to that level. And then each board has to feel like they were part of it and brought along. Not that this was a predetermined course of action that we're just following. I mean, there's 9 people on our board, 9 people on the board of aldermen, and 10 people on the tax board, and they all have, all 29 people have to, or 28 people have to feel like it wasn't drawn up somewhere, that they were part of it. And that's, I guess, what I'm trying to say. And if I wasn't nice enough about it, I apologize.
Well, and I guess I'm just saying I agree with that sentiment.
I get it. All righty. So we're working on quite a list of things that we thought we'd want, which we could certainly recap. Is there anything else that we'd be looking for a future meeting?
We need other than the...
So far we have the job descriptions for... No, I'm saying... For the first two items, the finance director and business manager and human resources, we've said that so far we want job descriptions for the building maintenance, the business manager and the finance director. Then digging a little deeper, the finance or the back offices, because this is always bigger than just one or two jobs, right? It's the back office in both areas, the city and the Board of Ed. So we're looking for that, the job descriptions, the staffing counts, and then we're going to look for a job descriptions for the back office. And then we're going to talk about where they would be housed, how they would, you know, what available space is there. And I think that's what we were. Payroll.
Just to see what the city and the Board of Ed are spending currently.
So you want the cost for both. So in addition to the. Get it. Total cost.
And again, please note the software. Like what
software do we use?
Folks, you know, view is on that. Like, what is it? Is it the city has to switch? Is it the Board of Ed that has to switch? Like, what?
Okay.
Makes the most sense, because you know the change here was done without proper planning or implementation. So that was really kind of a disaster when you think about it. And we're still on two separate. So that really, to me, like that is a value added proposition for cross training, for a whole bunch of reasons that normal, ethical, transparent governments should employ. So that, you know, that part of it, you know, and you know, kudos to the mayor for putting this together, because it's critical to work together, because there's inevitably a certain amount of duplication, right? So it makes sense for us to be as efficient as possible, but to take the time up front so we don't we can prevent arguments in the future, you know, that point. But that software is something I think that's, you know, it could it may take time, but I think it's worth the investment of time to get us in the right place.
Well, the TELUS for sure. Any other information for just item 5A and 5B that you feel would be helpful for us to have as we, again, talk about the doing this institutionally and long-term with protections, you know, built in for both the city and the board? Anything else on those two? All right. Item number six, discussion of additional opportunities for shared services. Does anybody have other opportunities that you feel we could look into? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, I offer this as something for, again, maybe a after we get these other things squared away, but just to kind of put it in people's mind, you know, citywide maintenance to coordinate maintenance of buildings. We've had some issues and discussions at Parks and Rec level and other levels, but it certainly would be helpful to coordinate that and to, again, set that up so that we're actually achieving the preventive and proactive maintenance of our buildings to protect our assets going forward. So I just offer that just maybe as a placekeeper for the time being until we get to the other things. But also, too, probably maybe in addition to that, to maybe query the departments, the individual departments, to see if there's ideas that they have for shared services or coordination or things that they feel might be more efficient if they were centralized or done in a collaborative way, not even just between the Board of Ed, but if, you know, are there ways that we could be more efficient in that way? And I think the people, the individual departments would know that better than, you know, who are, you know, day to day, the bigger departments, really, you know. So
thank you, Mark, Mr. Carfalo. And again, and I think, and I think you and I talked about this previously, and so I don't want to steal words from you, but city, when you say citywide maintenance, did you include, would you think that includes paid in park and
the city, fields? Yeah, I mean, okay. Around the parks and rec, which includes paid in park and the other fields, but also the city buildings as well.
Got it.
The fire, you're talking like the fire department, we got four buildings there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I think I definitely, because, you know, the HVAC systems, you know, we don't have a consistent process for maintaining, like basic maintenance, filters, things like that, or for coordinating the systems. Are they consistent throughout? Like, you know what I mean? So there's some economies of scale and efficiency around then properly maintaining them.
Excellent.
Because like part of it is like, you know, when we get to capital planning, and I know like a lot of times everything kind of crosses over to each other, but when we get to capital planning, it's like a, you know, it's not really like a true capital planning. We're doing it kind of like after something breaks down, as opposed to saying, you know, the life span of, you know, the turf on the field or a roof or a fire truck or whatever is X amount of years. So like, how are we trying to extend it or plan the spending, like to plan that spending in a more efficient way so that we can, you know, be, you know, responsible stewards of the city money. So, you know, I think it's helpful and probably more, you know, this is like a little bit more longer term to kind of, you know, dig deep into that. But I you know, I'm sure the tax board folks would be appreciative of trying to plan that if there was actually a plan and not like a fire drill to try to get to, you know, the needs that we have, you know, that we, you know, that are like urgent as opposed to planned out.
Thank you, sir. So for item number six, as we add to the list, we have the citywide maintenance of all fields, you know, of all city buildings and parks and recs fields. We would consider asking department heads where they feel that we could be more centralized, and if there's any areas they see may benefit from this scope in us looking into this. Thank you, Mr. Carfalo. Anybody else have anything else on item number six? Sessa?
I do. I would be remiss to say that we better consider, too, what contracts people are currently working under, because as a union representative, I could tell you that it's not always a welcome proposition for those people working under the contract. So there would have to be consideration made working with each of those unions, too.
Thank you. Any other discussion on item number six?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Does the city presently have any combined services at all?
I don't. Yes, sir.
Yeah, do we have anything that we do combined right now? No?
Well, we do, like, share. I mean, in a very basic way, we share the, you know, we use the gas pumps from Shelton as an, I mean.
I thought he meant Derby, yeah. But maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, well.
Yeah, in-house.
Outside Mark's right.
We use Shelton gas pumps, so we go over there. Along with the Ansoni Public Works, we help each other out with equipment and stuff like that. But as far as in-house stuff, really not too much at all. But yes, outside of Derby, we do it, you know, mm-hmm. quite a bit.
And of course, I mean, I think just to note, like for the purpose of the record, we do have mutual aid agreements for fire, police, fire marshal, as it relates to emergency service stuff too. I mean, it's a pretty, you know, voluntary, you know, it doesn't require much other than respond. They respond and help us and we respond and help them, but it is part of the, you know, so, you know, there is work and there's been stuff with Parks and Rec too, with Little League and some sharing or, you know, crossover with respect to making it stuff available. So, you know, there is a tradition of it. It's just, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity here to look at different ideas and.
Just because we may not think of it today under item six doesn't mean that in a future meeting we couldn't think of another opportunity. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, I should have said this in the beginning, too. I want to thank all of you for sitting on this committee and volunteering your time. I know everybody has busy schedules. Doc and I can only speak for Doc, too, that we appreciate you guys taking the time to be here and to go on this journey with us to see if we can make Derby a better place. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Does anybody else have anything for item number six? Before we adjourn, if I could just then say we've put together quite a list for 5A, B, and 6. Mr. Mayor and Dr. Conway, is 2 weeks too enough time to have the job descriptions, the staffing, how much it costs for the finance department, HR? Is that doable, 2 weeks from your end, yes? You're into? Okay, so with that in mind, are people here available to meet? What's 2 weeks from today? The 17th or 18th? I think, Ken, we have a meeting on the 19th, right? Yeah. 17, 18? Anyone have a preference? 17th? 17th? All right. 17th at 6 o'clock, next meeting? That's Tuesday, sir. You good?
Did we schedule a tax board meeting on that day? I know. Okay.
That is when I actually.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
It's the tax board is 10 and 20.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Carfalo. Yes, sir. I will. 100%. Okay, so we have a list of items we'll be looking for. We have future discussion topics, and it sounds like we are available to meet on the 17th at 6 o'clock. If there's no other item to come before this business, item number 7, adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Carfalo, is there a second? Second by Mr. Heider. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Have a good night.
6:28 p.m.